Koylin Nova Rebbe is going to be speaking in the annex at 11 o'clock tonight. Everyone's invited. It's going to be a tish.
Alright.
From 11 till sometime.
That was a shocker.
Okay. Torah begins. Vayera Elal Hashem Beiloni Mamre Hu Yosef Pesach Olaf Chom Hayom. Vayisai Na Vayar Vinei Shlosha Anoshim Nitzom Olaf Vayar Vayarot Lekrosam Mipesach Haol Vayishtachu Arts. So right away, we see that Avraham Avinu rots. He ran to a mistake. And it's interesting that Chazal make a comment later in the parsha. We have the fact that Avram was rots over here, vayarts lekrosam, and then later on page 4, vel habokar rots Avram. He ran to bring the meat to them. And the Medrash says on page 8, Elaboka Rats Avram, Amar Rav Levi, Rats Lakadem Osa Uma. That his running, Avram's running, was a schus for Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael is called an Egla, Ephraim Egla. So the fact that he was Rots El Abokar, and Klal Yisrael is also called like sheep, so that served as a zchus for Klal Yisrael in the future. And the Shem Yishmuel explains page 14, he actually quotes, and there's a quote on the top line in the fourth column. Vine haloshon rots yesh lefarish miloshon rotson. That rots, I don't know what the grammarians would say about this, but the Shem Yishmuel is saying that there's a similarity between rots and rotzon. Very poshut. Because if a person's running towards something, you see somebody running towards something, that shows that he really has a will to get there. He wants to greet somebody, he's running. So the rots is indicative, like what I wrote over here as the title, Zeriris mitzvahs gilui barotzen apnimi, that whatever your zor is about, whatever you do in haste with Zrizus, it shows that you want to get there and do it. It's interesting, the Agra Dekala, the Bnei Yisoschar, points out on this Pasuk of Vayaretz Lekrosu Mipesach HaOel, he points out a very interesting point on page 5. He says a very interesting point. He says, "Vayarts the cross and be Pesach HaOel." In other words, when you're going towards the mitzvah, you're supposed to do it quickly. Like he quotes the din in Shulchan Aruch, Magen Avram, and Simon Tzadi. When the when you, mitzvah, when the Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah lo rutz lebeis haknesses, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. So the Magen Avraham says that's dafka till you get to the shul. Once you get to the shul, then you're supposed to enter be'ema be'yira, supposed to daven be'ema be'yira. In other words, the doing the mitzvah, you're not supposed to do the mitzvah in haste. You're supposed to do the mitzvah with kavanah slowly. But so once Avram gets to the malachim and he serves them, then he slows down the pace. Then he has to do the mitzvah in a nice form. But to get to it, that shows you really want to do it. Because if you rush, if you run to do the mitzvah and then you rush the mitzvah, that doesn't show anything. Then it's megala milsa that all you wanted to do was get rid of the mitzvah. But if basically you run towards the mitzvah, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tzadi, it's a mitzvah lo rutz lebeis haknesses, and the Magen Avraham says that's only once you up to the shul. Once you hit the doorway of the shul, then no acceleration anymore. Then you go slow. Then you daven slowly, and you enjoy the experience there. But this idea that rotz, lashon rotzon, is up to the mitzvah, in preparation of getting to the mitzvah. And that's what the Shem Yishvuel says on page 14. He says, that's what Chazal say, that he quotes from the Nezer Kodesh, that if you run to do a mitzvah, that shows that you really care. If you, as like Agar Kal said, if you run to do the mitzvah, then you rush through the mitzvah, that shows you really care to potter up the mitzvah and get rid of it. But if you run to the mitzvah, and then when you're doing the mitzvah, you do it slowly, that shows that you really want to do the mitzvah. And that's pshat in the Medrash, that Klal Yisrael had his chus, meaning that, as he explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim early because of the haste of Avraham Avinu, of that El HaBokar Ratzah Avraham. Then Klal Yisrael, which is the Egla, which is like a bokar, as well, ran to the mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hastened to Golos Mitzrayim. And of course, so that's El HaBokar Ratz Avraham. It's interesting that Chazal tell us that, you know, the more involvement is when you run to a mitzvah, or whatever involvement you do in the mitzvah, so that shows your ratzon, that you want to be involved. That's why the one critique that Chazal have of Avraham Avinu is on page 3, Pasuk Dalet, Yukach Na Ma'at Mayim, where Rashi says, Al Yidei Shliach, that here, Avraham didn't do it himself. When he has to rinse off their feet, you know, he sent the shliach, and that's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia on page 6. Amar Yehudim Rav Kol Masha Asa Avram the Malach Hasharz Ba'atzmo Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Lubano Ba'atzmo. That anything Avram Avinu did by himself, then in future generations, Klal Yisrael was paid directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, anything Avram got the food for them by himself, so we get mon directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it came to the water, that Avraham did al yidei shliach, so Hashem says hikisa batzur. In other words, you have to hit with the rock. I'm not giving you the water directly. You hit the rock, and the water will come out. And the Kashna Tzemagid, Avodas Yisrael, says, then why was it? Avram was so enthused to do mitzvahs. So why by one prat did he Was he a little bit, Chazal say, a little bit lax? So he says, because Avram was afraid. Because what's the idea of getting the water? Was to what? To wash out the Avodah Zarah. So he was afraid if he would get too close to the Avodah Zarah, it would have an effect on him. So that one thing, he stayed away. And even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, you should have been Boteach Bashem, that you wouldn't have been affected. But you see that the level of zrizus or involvement that a person puts into a mitzvah is indicative of who he is. But you want to know, am I a person who really likes to do mitzvahs or not? So you have to look at your actions. Your actions will be indicative of the inner self, because a lot of times we're not aware of what's our inner self. What do I really want in life? Who am I? What type of person I am? So if you see what type of actions you do, you see you're enthused about one thing, that shows you're one type of person. You're enthused about another thing, it shows you're another type of person. So Avram Avinu basically was a person running to do mitzvahs. Ela boka ratz Avram. And that's, as the Shem Yishmuel says from the Nezer Kodesh, that ratz lotzon ratzon. That you're haste for mitzvah shows that you have a ratzon. Again, like the Agra de Kala says, only up to the Beis Knesses. Once you're there, then you're not supposed to rush it through, but that won't show that you're interested in doing mitzvahs. That will just interested in getting rid of mitzvahs. Oh. But, and this one area that Avram, you know, even then Avram wanted to do it, but Avram had another consideration that maybe he's going to get too close to Avodah Zarah to wash off the... So when it came to the water, he didn't get involved. He wanted that to get... rinse it off first, and then they'll come to me. And even that, Hashem had a... but at least there was a cheshbon there. There was a cheshbon. It was time. All of a sudden, when it came to the water, he was a little lazy. When it came to everything else, the alabakar, he was running. This he was running. And there he needs a shliach. So the Kosher Samagat explains what's the idea. Oh. And of course, on page 15, we have the famous pasuk, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, that this is the mocker from the Gemara in Pesachim of Zrizim Magdimim Lemitzvahs. But let me show you one other thing, which I think, to me, it always says a lot. And this vort, to me, can Mamish is a very important thing if a person wants to understand himself. There is a chazal, page 17. You see, let me ask you two questions. Let's move now to the end of the parsha, to the Akedah. Right? The Akedah. So what's happened? Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Okay, Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvahs. Great. He wakes up in the morning. So what does it say? Vayivaka Atzei Ola. So he takes wood, right, with him. He takes Yitzchak, obviously, and he takes the wood. So let me ask you two questions, okay? Two questions. Two simple questions. First, two questions. First of all, number one, why do you need to take the wood? Meaning, of course, you need wood to make a fire, but why didn't, I mean, they were going on a big trip. It was 3 days of, you know, 3 days walking is a lot. It's much easier to walk for 3 days if you don't have to carry a bunch of logs. Right? So here, he's schlepping the logs for 3 days. Why? Kisoma, at the site of Yakeda, we'll find some logs there, some twigs, some trees. Or that. But he had to schlep the logs, number one. Number two, is why does he have to what? Vayibaka atzei ola. He cut them in pieces. When did he do that? In the beginning of the trip. What's the purpose of that? I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was easier. I don't know. But and it's interesting. Chazal tell us on page 17. B'schus Avram that vayibaka atzei ola. Hashem says, "Vayibaku hamayim." There was Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, was a schar for the splitting of the trees.
What's the connection?
Oh, so there's a vort from the Rabbeinu Bakayo, which is discussed in the Sefer Hamor Sheva Torah, but he says like this. Says Rabbeinu Bakayo, page 18, This is like this. And the Mor Sheva Torah explains it a little. Because he was afraid. You see, in life, there will always be excuses. Anything you do in life, anything you're supposed to do, you can always make up an excuse why you didn't do it. So if Abraham really wanted to pretend that he was wanted to do Ratzon Hashem, you know what he would have done? He would have done like this. He would have woke up early in the morning to show that he's really into this mitzvah. But you know, saying, you know what? I'm going to take my son, but I'm not going to take any wood. And I'll say when I get there that I was expecting that there should be wood there. And in the end, if there's no wood there, I can say, you know, I really wanted to do it, but, you know, there's no wood. So that way he would have done, if he really didn't want to do the mitzvah, he could have done that trick. And then it would look like he wanted to do it, but deep down he knows he really didn't want to do it, and that's why he didn't bring the wood. The fact that he brought the wood was the sole indicator that what? That he really said, wanted to do the mitzvah. He wasn't looking for excuses. Because if he was looking for excuses, he could have just said, I'm going to go there without the wood, much easier. And no one will tie on me that I didn't take the wood all along. Because, you know, and then, you know, and then hopefully there won't be wood there. And then I'll say, oh, you know, mother. So you know what that reminds me of? A vort from the Tells Rosh Yeshiva, a Bottle Katz. Said a vort like this. I think I quoted somewhere in my svarim, but I'll show you here. It's like this. Page 22. Pasuk in Mishnah. Amar Otzel. Shachal Baderech Ari Ben Arachovos. So the lazy person says, you know what? I didn't come. I was supposed to meet you someplace today. I was supposed to come to your house. You know why I wasn't there? Because there was a lion. Shachal baderech. Or even different types of lions. There were lion in the, you know, on the pathway. There was a lion there. So that's why I didn't come to your house today. We made up I was coming to your house today. And I didn't come. Because there was Shachal Baderech, Ari Ben HaRachovos. So Ramatul Katz is quoted in the Gevuras Yitzchak, on page 23, the Tells of Rosh Shiva. He asked the Kasha, I don't understand. Was there a lion there, was there not? If there was a lion there, so there was a lion there, it's an excuse. If there was no lion, why is he an otzel? He's a shachran, he's not an otzel. Well, I understand, what was the case? In other words, why are you calling him an otzel, man of shach? If there was a lion there, then Taka has an excuse. If there was no lion there, then he's not an otzel, he's a liar. So what's the pshat? The pshat is like this. Yeah, avada, there was a lion there. Of course there was a lion. He's not a liar. There was a lion there. But that's the excuse. But you know, if you really wanted to get there, you'll find a way, you go to a different path, you'll go. In other words, in life, there'll always be excuses. If
if you really wanted to get to meet your friend or whatever you were supposed to do, that was really your rotzon, you'll get there. I'm not saying sometimes, life on the shoulders, get it. But a lot of times, it's more like this case. You know what I mean? There's an excuse, and if you want, you'll use that as the excuse, but you know deep down, it's just an excuse. Because the real reason is you just don't want to go, and you're just using an excuse. So that's why he's called an atzah. That's why he's called an atzah. Because the lion is there. He has the excuse. The excuse is there. But if he really had that ratzon, he would find an atzah. There's an atzah list there, so I'll go. It'll take me a little longer. I'll go a different way. I'll find an atzah. So in life, if a person really has a ratzon for something, he'll do it. But if you don't, a lot of times, I'm not saying always, there could be obviously exceptions, but the reason you didn't do it is not so much that you couldn't have done it, but you didn't want to do it. And the ritza, the running of Avraham Avinu, and the fact that Avraham Avinu brought the wood with him from the beginning shows that he really wanted to do it. If this is what Hashem wants him to do, he's going to do it. And he's not looking for excuses, because this would have been the greatest excuse. Leave the wood at home. And the no-milling mouth makes one other, makes a point, and that is, he answers the other question of why was it that he has to chop the wood now? Why does he have to chop the wood now? In other words, the Rabbeinu B'chai explained why he had to bring the wood. Because he wanted to make sure to do the mitzvah, and he shouldn't. So that Rabbeinu B'chai reminded me of the Torah's explanation of this support from Rav Levi Katz in the Mishnah, Amar Hatzah. Because again, he could have said, the reason why I didn't do the Akedah, there was no wood there. And he could have orchestrated it that way. But if you really want to do something, you do it. Okay. Doesn't mean there can't be legitimate excuses. There are legitimate excuses in this world. We're not saying that every case. But a lot of times, it's not. I always give the example. Pardon me if you heard it once before. I always give the following example. I came in here once, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock. Not too many people here at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. It's Kiddush. I was here at 9 o'clock Sunday morning. But I said, it's 9 o'clock Sunday morning. There's a fellow sitting right here. I go over to him. I say to him, where were you for Shabbos? So he said, I was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos. I said, Ribbono Shel Olam, if you can be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos and get back here Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, then where's the excuses for anyone else? Is the word. In other words, I'm not saying there aren't excuses. There are excuses. And sometimes, there is legitimate reasons to miss and to not be here to do things. But a lot of times, it's if we have the right rotzon, if we really want to get something done, we'll do it. And the actions often are megala on what is our real rotzon. Our rotzon to be. Ratz, the Moshe Ratzon, and Ezer Kodesh says, and Shemi Shmuel says, El Abaka Ratzon Rabbi, because he really wanted to do it. The one case, Yukach Ramat Mayim, okay, he was criticized by Chazal, and even that, the Kosher Samach, they said, there was a chesmer. It's not that Avram, when it came to the water, was a little, lazy with the water. No, he wasn't lazy. The water, he had a chesmer of Yirah Shemayim not to do it. And even that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, but what you do is indicative of what your true Ratzon is. And the Noam Elimelech says the reason why he cut the wood right away. Why did he wait to cut the wood? Why does he have to cut the wood right away? Again, I'm not saying, I don't know which is easier to carry or whatever it is, but assuming it's just as easy, whatever. Why do you cut the wood right away? He says, because a lot of times, when you first are commanded to do a mitzvah, and you hear that, you get all excited. And then, as time progresses, you know, the excitement wanes. So Avram wanted to make sure that once he had this high level of Islavus, he didn't want to just, that it should be a feeling. He wanted to do a maisa. He wanted to do a maisa. He wanted that the Islavus shouldn't just be a feeling inside, it's a translated action. And that's why he was by Yiboka at Seola at that point. Because it's going to take 3 days to get there. 3 days. Who knows where the Islamists will be in 3 days? And then in the bottom, he tells you to look at the famous Ramban in the Amud HaBitochen of the Ramban, Shir HaShirim, on the Pasuk. Yishpati Eskem Bedos Yishlayim. Says the Ramban, Acha Techpots means that if you have an Ava for something, then you have to concretize it into an action. It can't just be Ava. You'll see, Bez Hashem, when you go out, when you get serious and dating with somebody, so you can't be feeling. You have to buy a present, you have to do something. You have to show a maisa. Hislavus can't just be in thin air. Hislavus has to have concrete action to show your feelings. So Avram had such a tremendous feeling that he wanted to fulfill God's will, but he was afraid. 3 days from now, maybe, you know, when it comes time to do the maisa, the feeling won't be as strong, and then I won't have a maisa with Hislavus. So at least I'm going to do a maisa now, to make sure that there'll be a maisa with Islavus now. And that's an important thing. A lot of times we have feelings, we have ideas, and then we just let them dissipate. We don't ever act on them. Like, we have a feeling, oh, I want to call up a friend of mine. I haven't spoken to him in a long time, and I really miss him. I want to know, you know, I really feel it. So do it! Don't wait. I'm going to wait 5 days and this, and by the time that the feeling will, you know, and then you never do the maisa. So irum ta'oru es ahava ache techpots means you have to put the ava into a chayfetz, into a concrete action, and that's what Avram Avinu. So these rabosai are the midos of Avram Avinu. Now Abaka Rav Avram, he's running because that shows his Rav Avram. But Yivaka atzei Ola because he wants to do it. He doesn't want to just have an excuse later on. Yeah, Arima there. Yeah, there was no wood there. So I'm popping. I tried my best. You didn't really try your best. You orchestrated it so it looked like you tried your best. But you really try your best, so you bring the wood with you, and you baka atzei ola, and you cut the wood right away, because you don't want to let that feeling, that emotional high, just be wasted into dissipate into thin air. Do an action. While you're holding by it, so do an action. So that's why you baka atzei ola of Avraham Avinu. So I think these ideas, everyone could translate this in their own lives, of how this translates into your own life, of relationships with people, relationships with friends, relationships, Bez Hashem, with whoever you'll be dating, whoever you'll be married to, Bez Hashem, all these things, parents, whatever, different things of, you know, is it really my ratzon to help this person? Or am I just saying it's my ratzon? So you have to see, you know, if it's really your ratzon, then it should be a habaka ratzon of Avram. Then you do it. You don't just, you know, think about it and dray around and this and that. You do it. Im ta'irim ta'oru shetechpot, says the Ramban. Now when you have a hisorus, it has to translate itself into a maisa. And that's why Yiboka Atzei Ola, that the Noimali Melech says. That right away, when he had that Hesaurus, he was afraid. Who knows what will be 3 days from now? Right now I'm going to do something. It's not the actual mitzvah yet. The actual mitzvah was the Akedah. But right now, I'm going to do some Maisa. I'm going to do a Maisa. I'm going to do something meaningful. And that's why Yiboka Atzei Ola. So Rabosai, this is how we titled it. Zrizis B'mitzvahs Gilei B'Ratzon HaPnimi. that whatever your zor is, that shows indicative of who you really are and where you're really holding, and that should be an indicator of what needs improvement and what doesn't need improvement and where we are exactly are holding in life.
Yeah.